Sometimes you may feel disappointed, oh yes you will, and you may feel nobody really cares. Sometimes you may feel discouraged, and you feel
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of voices singing it. And I woke up and a voice said, if you'll go down now, I'll show you how to play that song. And before I went downstairs, he told me exactly what key it was in, told me where each part was to go, and I wrote it down on paper. Then I went downstairs and played it just as you heard it. Didn't that sound beautiful? Can you imagine a bunch of angels singing all of that? Woo! Right, we're going to do something a little bit different for you right now. We're going to sing about the saints marching in. And again, remember, we don't have all the instruments, so we have to make our own instruments, all right? In 1960, in the early 1960s, when Edwin Hawkins went through and people didn't know whether to consider Oh Happy Day a rock song or was it to be considered a religious song. You remember that time? People were dancing off of Oh Happy Day. Yes, they were. American Bandstand, I turned it on myself. I said, oh, a shame. Ought to be ashamed of themselves. I said, yes, I did. I certainly did. I certainly did, because they didn't know what to do with the thing. All they knew was it had a good beat, and they just wanted to get happy off of it. Well, it was a song that was taken that was a hymn, and Edwin intended it to be a religious song, not a secular song, but people weren't ready or did not know how to accept the type of music that had been in the black church all these years. And it just happened that he was in a company that published that song and sent it throughout the nation, throughout the world. Now the original song went, happy day, oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Now that was out of the hymn book. And he added, when Jesus washed, remember I told you about the leader and the people following? When Jesus washed,
wash my sins away. Practice, oh happy day, when Jesus washed, when Jesus washed, when Jesus washed, washed my sins away. Oh, what a happy day.
All right, that's not the song we're going to sing. Okay. All right, you get the idea. So he changed it and put a little bit beat, and it was just an old hymn. All right, they took a hymn, not a hymn, but you heard later on in Dixieland, yeah. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. That song started in the church. And somebody who was in the church decided to take it down on Dixieland, all right? Now, that's where it came. That's where it went or where it's gone, whatever. All right, because we used to sing it in our church. And it was a song of praise, okay? They say, oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, when they crown him Lord of all, when they crown him Lord of all, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching, church, the old mothers would sing, and there'd be somebody, the choir be, or the church, the congregation, we'd be right behind the old lady. She'd sing, when the saints, and they say, when the saints go marching in, go marching in, when the saints go marching in. That's the way it was done. 1960, at Dixieland had some 100 years or so. All right, in 1960, a young man came back and did the same song, and we're going to do that for you now. It took me that long to tell you about it, didn't it?
Ah!
tournament. Those of you who think you can't go another day, you're gonna make it all the way.
Thank you.
I must go. Oh, it must be so.
For if I go, if I should stay, the Comforter cannot come. Oh, he cannot come. So I must leave you now. And be up and carry it. Reluctant to do, we will now do. We're just going to do a very small portion of it. I just want you to see the changes in the style of music. The first is a traditional hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The second one will be done in the spiritual tone with the minor key, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The third rendition of the same song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, done in the contemporary sound featuring the men.
Thank you.
final song. I'll be having board. I think it's fun though. I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing people who come in saying, "I don't think I can sing this," and before long they're, "Whoa, friend!" It's. I think one of the things is the spirit that you do it in. If you have the enthusiasm and you really want to do it, you can do it. I saw a gentleman. I won't point him out. I saw a gentleman today. He stood outside and he kept looking and he peeped and he watched and he sat down. After a while, he sat down. I was saying, "Come on in, man. Come on in, man," to myself. And then after a while, he couldn't stand it any longer. So he came in and he sneaked over and he stood by the wall for a few minutes. Then next thing I knew, the man was sitting down singing. He got a piece of music and he was just singing right along. Once you find out that you can, and you know, you don't have to, a lot of people have a lot of hang-ups, you know? "Oh, I don't want to sing that black music." Well, I learned how to clog. Baby, if I can clog, you can sing. I asked one of the girls the other night last week, I think when the square dance was Thursday night, I said, "Have you ever seen a fat square dancer?" There's no way in the world. If you keep clogging, honey, you're gonna lose some weight. Our final song, we're gonna sing Just Tell Jesus, and then we're going to bring the girls on to sing just a few numbers for you. We just appreciate your patience and most of all, your enjoyment. I enjoy, a lot of people think that Christians have to be, "Well, I'm very pious. I love the Lord, do you?" But you find out that you can have fun also. And it's done in goodness and in love. And that's the main thing, that you know that Jesus loves you and I love you most. Jesus loves you most of all. I love you too. Just Tell Jesus. Now, we learned the last part of this today, so we might have to stop right in the middle of the song and get it right. But we're going to do it, right? Because we had to learn how to work together as a choir. That was one song. Nobody, I think everybody for the first time looked at one another and said, "Hey, have you got it? Have you got it? Have you got it?" Because everybody has a different part, and they have to know their part or they're lost. Just Tell Jesus.
Just tell Jesus.
walls tries a trying to get me down. I think they've done a marvelous job. All right, the latter part of the program, which will not be much longer. These girls, I really appreciate the girls as well as the mother of one of the young ladies. I said, I'd like for you all to come up.